In a feisty and often personal debate, the two candidates clashed on the economy, the war, and health care. Republican Dan Milkey said he wouldn't have voted for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Longtime Democratic incumbent Dave Obey said he had to support it because of the economic crisis.
If we do not inject significant amounts of funding into the economy right now, we're going to see a very deep, very prolonged recession.
Borrowing got us into this mess. Lending to people that cannot afford to pay it back created this mess. And Mr. Obey talks about his stimulus package. He should have done that 39 years ago for the 7th District.
Herbert Hoover's answer was the same as Mr. Milkey's. Do nothing.
Smart man.
Don't inject Herbert Hoover. We've got a real different view of history.
Obviously.
Obey attacked Milkey for his use of the word treason in describing the incumbent's opposition to the war. And at times, the debate seemed to echo the language of this year's presidential campaign.
The idea that progressive taxation is socialistic is preposterous. Bob La Follette invented the idea.
Spreading the wealth
around. But I would not be surprised to see Mr. Milkey call it socialist, since he's already called me a traitor. Because I have the temerity to question
Mr.
the Obey, war.
I said anyone who speaks negatively about the troops, aids and abets the enemy, or
show
undermines,
once,
or undermines
show
the effort is guilty of
negative about the troops.
When you undermine the war, you are undermining the troops.
Last night's Wisconsin Public Radio debate in Wausau will be the only face-to-face forum between Dan Milkey and Dave Obey before the November 4th election. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.